This week's parsha is Parshas Ekev, and we'll start in the beginning of the parsha, which is chapter 7, pasuk number 12. The pasuk says, "V'hoyo Ekev Tishmeun," will be Ekev. We'll translate the word Ekev soon, but the simple interpretation of the word Ekev is because Tishmeun, you listen, Esa Mishpatim Oile, to these ordinances, Ushmartem, and you'll observe, Vasisem Oisom, and you will perform them. Veshomar Hashem Elokech Olecho, Hashem will safeguard to you, as a breeze, the covenant, Vesacheset, and the kindness, Asher Nishbal Avoisecho, that is swore to your forefathers. And the pasuk continues giving you all the blessings, Vahevcho, he will love you, Verecho, and bless you. And further on, Hashem gives you more blessings. Our shir today will focus on the first three words of the parsha, V'hoyo Ekev Tishmeun. The simple interpretation of the word Ekev is because, and that is also the translation that Targum Onkelos brings down, V'hi Chalav Ditakablun, that will be because of the reward of that you will accept the mitzvahs, then Hashem will protect you. And we have proof to that interpretation from Bereishis, Parshas Toldos, chapter 26, Pasuk 5. There Hashem is promising Yitzchak that he is going to bless him. It's written, why is Hashem going to bless him? Pasuk number 5 says, Ekev asher shoma Avram bekoili, because Avram listened to my voice, ve'ishmer mishmarti, and kept my safeguards, Mitzvoisai, my commandments, Chukoisai, my decrees, Vetoroisai, my Torahs. There, clearly, the word Ekev means because. But Rashi is bothered that if the whole idea here is to tell me that because, then the Torah should have written in an easier expression. It should have written, V'hoyu will be im tishmeun, if you're going to hearken to my mitzvahs, to my mishpatim, to my ordinances, then I will bless you. Or the Torah could have written, V'hoyu will be keshet tishmeun, when you're going to listen to my ordinances. Why the Torah see to write the word Ekev? Will be because of the language Ekev. Therefore, Rashi quotes the Medrash Tanchuma, but Rashi just brings the short version of Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma brings the pasuk, V'hoyu Ekev tishmeun, and it brings that Zehu Shomar David, that is what David said on Psalms chapter 49, pasuk number 6, Lomo ira bimeira, why should I fear in the days of evil? Avoy nakevai, the sins of my heels, Yesubeni will surround me. So the Medrash Tanchuma explains that David HaMelech said in front of Hashem, since the Torah has got easy mitzvahs and has got hard mitzvahs, has got easy mitzvahs that people are not very careful about it, and has got hard mitzvahs that people are careful about it. David HaMelech tells Hashem, I'm not afraid because of the hard mitzvahs, because since they're hard, I kept it. What I'm afraid is because of the easy mitzvahs, maybe since they were so light, I don't know for sure if I kept it. And you wrote down, be careful on an easy mitzvah as a harsh mitzvah. That's why David HaMelech prayed, Lama ira bimeira, you know why I'm afraid in the days of evil, which means the days that I will come to heaven and be judged, because avoina kevai, the sins that I stepped on, the light sins that I stepped on, Yesubeni, they will surround me. Those sins that I didn't keep so well, because I thought they were so light, those sins are the ones that are going to circle me, and that's why I'm afraid in the day of my death. So Rashi explains that V'hoyu Ekev Tishmeun, that's a pshat from Medrash Tanchuma, that will be, if you keep the mitzvahs kalos, light mitzvahs that people usually tread on, if you keep those mitzvahs, then Hashem will give you the reward that he said. The Levush asks a question, why just now we are bothered by the language Ekev? How come by the pasuk by Avraham Avinu, on Parshas Toldos, there we are not bothered by the word Ekev, and we don't try to say there that Avraham Avinu kept the mitzvahs, colors, the light mitzvahs, by his heel. Rashi doesn't answer this there, and only here Rashi decides to give this answer that Akev here means a heel. What changed that prompted Rashi to give that answer? Also, we know that Rashi usually gives the simple pshat of the pasuk. And the simple pshat of the pasuk, obviously, Akev means because. Then why does Rashi see a need to go out of his way and bring the Medrash Tanchuma and explain that Akev means the mitzvahs that we tread lightly, that if you keep those mitzvahs, then Hashem will keep to us the promise? What prompted Rashi to say that? So the Levush says that Rashi really had a problem. And Rashi had a problem because the end of last week's Parsha, one pasuk before Parsha's Akev, there it says, "Veshomarto as a mitzvah, you should keep the mitzvah, v'sachukim v'samishpatim, the decrees and ordinances, asher anochi metzavcha, that I command you, hayoim, today, la'asoisom, to do." Rashi says, hayom la'asoisom, today to do, ulemachor, and tomorrow, lo'olam haba, little scharim, to receive the reward. And that's from the Gemara in Eruvin, daf chav beis amad alef. So Rashi is quoting the Gemara. Rashi says, the Torah tells you, hayom la'asoisom, today you're required to do the mitzvahs, but the reward for the mitzvahs is not here in this world, it'll be lemachor, tomorrow, which means after this world, in the world to come, will be the time that you will receive the reward for the mitzvahs. So Rashi is bothered that right after this pasuk, the pasuk tells you, v'ayu ekev tishmon, will be, if you will keep the mitzvahs, then Hashem is promising you that he's going to maintain the covenant that he made with your forefathers. And right there it's telling you, v'ahevcho, I love you, v'erachecho, and will bless you, v'erbecho, I'll multiply you, u'verach privitnecho, and will bless the fruit of your womb, u'friyad mascho, the fruit of your ground, the gancho, your wheat, seroishcho, your wine. So right away we see that we get physical blessings, that we get blessings in this world. The pasuk before tells you that only you do mitzvahs today, you only get reward the world to come. And here, right away, the Torah tells you the rewards. Because of this contradiction, do we get rewards for mitzvahs in this world, or do we get reward for mitzvahs in the world to come? That's what the Levush says, prompted Rashi to translate here, v'ayu ekev tishmeun, that if you keep the mitzvahs kalois, the light mitzvahs that people tread in their feet, for those mitzvahs you will get the reward in this world. Generally, for all mitzvahs, the reward is only in the world to come. But that is talking only about harsh mitzvahs. The light mitzvahs, mitzvahs that people ignore, mitzvahs that people tread lightly, those mitzvahs you get reward in this world. So that's why Rashi is saying that the word Ekev here is coming to tell you specifically those mitzvahs that you tread with your feet, that you tread on them, that you step on your heel, because Ekev is translated as heel. So those mitzvahs you get reward in this world. The Das HaKenim Baal Tosfos brings this Rashi, and he also tries to explain what does it mean, light mitzvahs, mitzvahs kalush shadom dosh bakevav. What does it mean, light mitzvahs? And he asks a further question, which is a question of Medrash Tanchuma: how come Hashem doesn't tell me which mitzvahs you get so much reward and which mitzvahs you get so much reward? Which mitzvahs we get reward in this world and which mitzvahs we get in the world to come? How come Hashem doesn't give us a point system for every mitzvah? If you make Shabbos, you get 5 points. If you make Kashrus, you get 2 points. How come we don't have a weight system for every mitzvah? Hashem does not disclose how much reward you get for every mitzvah. Thus the Kenim brings the Medrash Tanchuma, and he explains with an example. Tana Rav Chiya, it was learned in the Baraisa of Rav Chiya. He said, the example is of a king, that the king wanted to plant an orchard, and he didn't want to disclose the workers how much he's going to pay for the work they do, for each kind of work they do, and how much he's going to pay for which plant they plant. Because if you tell them how much you'd pay for the work they do, for planting and for sowing, or how much you'd pay for different kinds of fruits or different kinds of vegetables, then comes out that the person who is going to plant, or the person that is going to do the work, is only going to do the work that gives them the most money. and the work that doesn't give him so much money, or the work that doesn't give a such great reward, he neglects it. And the orchard would be incomplete, because he would not have all the work that's necessary done to it, and he would not have all the fruits that the king wants in it. Since the cheaper fruit and the cheaper work, nobody wants to do the work because there is no reward for it. So therefore, the king would not tell each one how much to do, because like that, everybody is going to plant what needs to be planted, what needs to be done, and everybody is going to do the full work because he doesn't know exactly where the king is paying the money, where the extra money of the king is going from. So the same thing Hashem, if Hashem would told you that this mitzvah is worth 10 points, but this mitzvah is worth only 1 point, then you'd neglected the mitzvahs that are worth 1 point, and you'd do a couple of mitzvahs that do 10 points and forget about the mitzvahs that are worth 1 point. But Hashem wanted you to do all the mitzvahs, so Hashem did not disclose to you how much each mitzvah is worth. And he brings also Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says that two mitzvahs Hashem disclosed their reward. The mitzvahs are kalos shebekalos, the easiest of the easiest, v'chamura shebechamurois, and the harshest of the harshest. And which are they? Shiluach hakan, sending away the mother bird. The law is that if you find a nest and you see the mother bird laying on the nest, either on the eggs or on the little birds, you are required to send away the mother bird and take the eggs or the bird. And that is considered an easy mitzvah because, one, it doesn't cost you any money, and two, it is not hard to do. It's something that you weren't even thinking about it. You weren't looking for mother birds to send out. You just happened to find it, and that is an easy mitzvah to do. So it's called Kal Shebekalim, the easiest of the easiest. And the other mitzvah is Kibbut Avaem, the honor your father and mother. That is considered the harshest mitzvah because it's the hardest to do properly. And both mitzvahs are the reward as the same, which both mitzvahs have the reward that they're going to get a long life. Rav Shimon ben Yochai asks, why did the Torah specifically pick the easiest mitzvah and the hardest mitzvah to disclose for me the rewards? To tell you that there is a mitzvah that sometimes looks easy in your eye, yet the reward for that mitzvah is great. And there's a mitzvah that is hard, and you get a great reward. So therefore, you don't know any mitzvah in between. If you get a great reward, what kind of reward you get? So therefore, the Torah is telling you, Ekev Tishmeun, that even the mitzvahs that you step on your heel, the easy mitzvahs, if you keep, then Hashem will give you the reward. Then the Dazakenim asks a question, what is considered mitzvahs she'odom dosh ba'kevav, that people step with the heels, which seems to imply that mitzvahs that you tread upon it, that you don't value, that you actually walk on the heels. He says that the medrash that I just mentioned, that Rav Shimon ben Yochai calls Shiluach HaKan, sending away the mother bird, as the easiest mitzvahs, and that is a mitzvah that you actually do with your feet. That since this mitzvah you cannot have prepared, you have actually to walk and find a nest. If you prepared it, then it doesn't work. The only mitzvah is if you find it, and to find it you have to walk with your feet. So that, he says, is the mitzvah shodom dosh ba'kevav, mitzvah that you walk with your feet. Truth is that I'm going to mention now a lot of different ideas of mitzvahs that you walk with your feet. One of them, which Dazakenim also brings, and he says that he heard that mitzvahs that you do with your feet is the tzitzis, that you put the talus and it's dragged behind you. So that is mitzvahs that you step in your foot. A lot of times you step on it. That he wanted to say, that this is called mitzvahs that you drag in your foot. But he says it's impossible, because I learned there's a pasuk that says that those who drag mitzvahs are annihilated. It's not proper to drag your tzitzis on the ground. It's proper to put the tzitzis on your back and make sure they stay on your shoulders. And even besides the pasuk, it is embarrassing to the mitzvah if you drag your tzitzis on the ground. You would not drag your suit on the ground. So it's very important on people wearing talasim that they should make sure that the stalesim are not dragged under the ground. I know if you'd have an expensive suit or expensive coat, you would be very careful for it not to drag on the ground. So too, you have to make sure that your tzitzis on your talus, that since you're using it for a mitzvah, that you should not drag it on the ground. Therefore, the Dazakenim Bala Toisvis dismisses this idea of mitzvahs, you dragging your food, being mitzvah tzitzis. Rabbeinu Bachya explains that mitzvahs, she'odom dosh ba'keivav, mitzvahs that you do with your feet, are specifically talking about the mitzvah of coming to shul, mitzvah that you do with your foot. That's schar psia, that the reward for walking to shul, that is literally a mitzvah you do with your heels. That is the mitzvah that Rashi is talking about. The davening, if minyan, and the tzibur, those things, the mitzvah you have to do, that you get reward for the world to come. But the easy mitzvahs, that the amount of walking and the amount of effort that it takes you to come to shul, to get to shul, that mitzvah you get the reward in this world, and that's mitzvah shadon dosh ba'kevav, that mitzvah that you do with your food. The Sfasemes also takes it literally. He says that mitzvah shadon dosh ba'kevav is, for example, mitzvahs that you do with your feet. If you're going to give tzedakah, if you're going to give charity, the charity itself is a mitzvah that you get reward in the world to come. But the walking, the effort it takes you to get to the charity, that is mitzvahs you do with your feet, that you get the reward in this world, and that is what Rashi means, Adam Dosh Bakevav. Other Mefarshim write in the same vein, and they explain that it means the mitzvahs that you do with your feet, for example, Halvoya Sametz, if you're going to a funeral, you accompany the dead, you have to do it with your feet, you have to walk to accompany the dead, or Bikur Cholim, or if you're going to go visit the sick, you actually have to go with your feet. This is what Rashi is referring to, mitzvah shadom dosh ba'kevav, mitzvah that you require to fresh with your heels, that mitzvah that you require to go with your feet. Other Mefarshim explain that this is literally the mitzvah of dosh ba'kevav, the mitzvah that you actually fresh if your heels, which is the mitzvah of planting and threshing, where you're not allowed to plant climb, you're not allowed to plant two different fruits together, you're not allowed to crossbreed fruits. So he takes the word dosh literally and says that Rashi means to say literally dosh, that somebody threshes pakev of his feet, that when he plants and he threshes, those are mitzvahs you do with your foot, and those are mitzvahs that people don't regard as something very special. So those are mitzvahs that if you're specifically careful, Hashem will give you great reward. The Kli Yakor, he is asking the same question the Levush asks, and he asks, how come Rashi doesn't explain by the Pasuk in Bereishis, where it says, Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bekoili, because Avram listened to my voice, how come they doesn't explain that Ekev means heel? And here Rashi says, gives a whole definition that Ekev means mitzvahs that you thresh with your heel. And he explains that Rashi was bothered by a different question. On last week's parsha, Pasuk 11, there it says, Veshomarto es a mitzvah, you should keep the commandments, Vesachukim and the decrees, Vesmishpotim and the ordinances. We know chukim are things that we don't know the reason for, are decrees that we cannot understand logically the reason. And Mishpatim are ordinances that if the Torah would not have given it, we would have done it anyways, because for us it's very logical and we could understand the reason. But the Kli Yakor says that Rashi here in this pasuk is bothered, V'hoyu, it will be Ekev Tishmeun es a Mishpatim Oile, if you hearken to the Mishpatim, only to the ordinances. What happened to the chukim? What happened to the decrees? How come they are not mentioned that you get reward if you do them? Why only the mishpatim, the ordinances, you get reward for doing? Therefore, the Kli Yakor, in a novel way, explains that mitzvahs kalos, shadom dosh bikveyem, that light mitzvahs that people step on, is talking about chukim. It's talking about decrees. It doesn't mean that people treaded lightly or treat the chukim lightly because they are easy to do, that it means the opposite. It means people usually step on those chukim because they don't like to keep it. Since they do not understand it, the satan has an easier way on us, and the satan tends to tell us, since you don't understand it, what's the purpose of keeping it? Things we understand to keep is no big deal. We will keep them, not necessarily because Hashem tells us to keep them. We will keep them because it's a logical thing to do. For example, not to steal is very logical. Everybody knows he shouldn't steal. Not to kill somebody, it's also very logical. Everybody understands that people should not be killed, because otherwise the world will be a crazy place. But the other mitzvahs, for example, shatness, that we are not supposed to wear clothing made of wool and linen, or certain laws of kashrus, of what animals, what food is permitted, and what food is prohibited, those things don't make a lot of sense to us. We don't understand the reason behind it. We may think it's health reasons, but we really don't understand the reason behind it. Nonetheless, we require to keep it. And on those mitzvahs, the satan specifically tends to go on you and say, you know, this is antiquated, or this is not mitzvahs that you require to keep. You know better. So these are mitzvahs, she'adam dosh bakevav. These are mitzvahs that people tend to step on or tend to dismiss it because, since he doesn't understand them, we don't do them. So he means to say that v'hayu ekev tishmon, if you keep the mitzvahs that you do ekev, mitzvahs that you step on it, these are the chukim, mitzvahs normally that your intuition is not to keep it because you don't understand it, you have no idea what they're for. And esa mishpatim, so he translates esa mishpatim, not the mishpatim, with, es is like with. We see a lot of times in the Chumash, the word es is translated with. So he translates here esa mishpatim, you keep the chukim, and also esa mishpatim oile, with the ordinances, then Hashem will keep you all the promises that he did to Avraham Avinu. According to the Klei Yakor, the definition of the word Ekev is really chukim. The Torah writes down, instead of chukim, the word Ekev, for you to know that your test is greater by chukim than by mishpatim. But you keep both of them, then Hashem will give you the reward. So it's consistent if the previous pasuk, where it's mentioned the reward only if you keep both things, the chukim and the mishpatim. The Ramban believes that the word ekev refers specifically to mishpatim, and he also says that mishpatim is mitzvahs kalas, is easy mitzvahs, because mishpatim is business laws, and business laws people tend not to be very careful with. They tend to cheat, or they tend to believe that certain laws don't apply to them. He calls that mitzvahs kalas shadom dosh bakevav, that people tend to trample on. These are business laws which everybody believes always that he has the right to do the way he sees fit. And also he explains that the word ekev is telling you that the reward for the mitzvah is not going to come now, but is going to come in the end of times. And he explains that ekev the heels means later in the end, because the same way we say that the head means first, for example, we say Roish Devarcho Emes, that the beginning of the words of Hashem is truth. So we see that Roish doesn't mean necessarily head. So too, Ekev doesn't necessarily mean heel, means at the end, the opposite of Roish, the opposite of the head, which means the beginning. It means to tell you at the end of times, Hashem will give you the reward. Consistent to what we mentioned in the last pasuk of last week's parsha, that Hayom Lasoisoy Lemachor Lekabeschar, that you're not getting the reward now, you're getting the reward in the end of times. By the end, you'll eventually get the reward, but not necessarily you're getting the reward now. And Devanez explains why is it written the word Ekev, because Ekev means in the end, but also Hashem wants to associate this Ekev with the first Ekev. Like we mentioned that by Avraham Avinu is written the word Ekev, so the Torah could have written down that you're going to get the Schar by the end. But since Hashem wanted to associate this with what Avraham did, that the covenant that we are going to get is the covenant of Avraham, and by Avraham is written Ekev Asher Shoma Avraham Bekoili, because Hashem listened to my voice, we translate the pasuk, Vayu Akev. At the end, you get the reward of Akev. You're going to get the reward of the covenant of Abraham. That will be at the end. Then it's not a question why the Torah chose specifically the word Akev, because here the Akev is specifically meant to associate you with Avraham Avinu, that the covenant Hashem is giving you is the covenant of Avraham Avinu, but Akev means the heel, which means you're not going to get the reward right now, you're going to get the reward at the end. The Baal HaTurim gives three different interpretations on the word Akev. One interpretation is that Akev is numerical value 172, the Ayin is 70, the Kaf is 100, that's 170 and Beis is 2. And he says that if you take a look in the first 10 commandments that's written in Parshas Yisroi, in Shemos chapter 20, you have 172 words. So Akev means to say that if you're going to keep the 172 words, if you keep the 10 commandments, which Rav Sadia Gaon explains that the 10 commandments encompasses all the 613 mitzvahs, so if you keep the 172, if you keep Akev, then Hashem will give you the rewards that He promised. And that could also be shot by Avram, Akev Asher Shama Avram Bekoili, that Avram kept Akev. That's why Yitzchak also got the blessings, because Avram Avinu kept the 172 words of the Ten Commandments. Therefore, he received the blessings that was supposed to be. The second answer of the Baal HaTurim, that the word Akev consists of the letters Ayin, Kaf, Veis, and these are the same letters of the word Keva, which is Kaf, Veis, Ayin. If you scramble the letters of the word Akev, you could make the word Kva, which means fixed. So V'hoyu Akev, it will be because, but playing with the words, you're going to make it fixed. Tishmun, that if you are Koveya Itim LeTorah, if you make your Torah fixed, you don't make your Torah temporary, you don't make your Torah happenstance. You come to Shiurim, you fix a certain time that you're going to learn, you show that you give importance to learning Torah, that you value learning Torah, and technically that could also be what Rashi means, She'odom dosh bakevav, that people trample on, because we believe that it's not so important to learn, it's important thing to do, it's not so important to learn. By you making the Akev, from the heel, which something you trample on, but you're making it fixed, you're making something important, then Hashem will give you all these rewards that's mentioned in the Torah. According to the second opinion of the Baal HaTurim, the reason it's written the word Akev as because, and it's not written Bishvil or Im, is to allude that if you go doing Tishmon, if you want to listen to the Torah, you have to make it on a permanent basis. You can't make it on a happenstance basis, you have to make it on a permanent basis. The third answer of the Baal HaTurim is that Akev means a heel, and a heel signifies humility. The same way that you see that the heel always walks behind the foot, and that's called humility, that you don't try to always go in front, to always be the first one to do things. You're humble, you know where your place is, and because the heel is humble, the Baal HaTurim says, therefore you see that the heel is always the last one to get hurt. Normally when you stomp your toe, always is the front, but you never stub your heel because the heel is always behind, the heel is always humble. In a simple way you could say that since the heel is the lowest part and it's something that you always step on, so it shows you that you are humble and it's a sign of humility. And we know that humility is a necessary tool for you to acquire Torah, because the Gemara in Eruvin Daf Nun Dalet Amet Aleph there brings the pasuk in Parshas Masei where it says Umimidbar Matana Umimatana Nachliel, that the Jewish people went from the wilderness to Matana and from Matana to Nachliel. So the Gemara says in the name of Rava, Imadam Meisim Atzmei Kamid Barzeh, if a person makes himself like a wilderness, Shahakoil Doshinba, that everybody treads upon him, that he is humble, then Torah nitna loy b'matana, that Hashem gives him the Torah as a gift. So you see that a prerequisite for you to learn Torah is for you to have humility. That if you are not humble, Hashem does not give you the Torah as a gift. Also, it's written in Masechtes Derecheretz Zuta, Perek Ches is written, Eina Torah Miskayemes, Ela Bami Sheruchin Amocha. The Torah does not stay only by a person that is humble. Also, the Pasuk brings down in Mishle 22, Ekev Anova Iras Hashem, that Ekev, because of Anova Iras Hashem. So there we see another Ekev, which is also associated to Anova. The Pasuk clearly says there, humility has to do with Ekev. So only in the merit of Ekev, only in the merit of humility, that's what allows you to learn or to understand the Torah. In the same idea of the Baal Turim, that Ekev means Anova, humility, is used by the Rachaim HaKodesh with conjunction of an answer to another question. He's first bothered, why is it written the word V'hoyo? The Medrash Rabbe on Bereshis, Parsha Mem Beis Gimel, says every time it's written the word V'hoyo, is a Lashon Simcha, is an expression of happiness. Whatever the Torah writes V'yehi, it's a Lashon Tzar, it's an expression of pain. V'hoyo, whenever it's written the word V'hoyo, they explain a Lashon of Simcha. And Kabbalistically they explain that the letters V'hoyo is the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, so every time you have the name of Hashem, it's a language of Simcha, happiness. So Rachaim asks, why is it written here, V'hoyo, what kind of happiness is there? What Simcha is it referring to? And the other question the Rachaim asks, why is it written Tishme'un? Why is it written V'hoyo, Ekev, Tishme'un? If you hearken, it could have written V'hoyo, Ekev, Tishme'u. It'll be, if you hearken, you don't need to write a Nun at the end. What is the point of writing the Nun at the end? The same interpretation would be V'hoyo Ekev Tishme'u as a Mishpatim Oile will be, if you listen to these ordinances, you don't have to write down Tishme'un with a Nun at the end. Before we give the answer of the Rachaim, let's introduce a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Aleph Omed Beis. There the Gemara says, Chamishim Sharei Vina Nivru Boilam, 50 gates of understanding were given into the world. V'kulam nitu le'Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to receive all of them. Chaser echad minus one. Which means that Moshe Rabbeinu was only able to achieve 49 levels. And it was missing one. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, V'techasreyu me'at melokim. You made them a little less than godliness. That means that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to achieve all the levels, he was one less. Rabbeinu Bachya on Parshas Pinchas, chapter 26, Pasuk number 5, there is talking about the daughters of Tzlofchot when they argued that they should inherit, and Moshe Rabbeinu did not answer them. There it's written, Vayakrev Moshe brought near as Mishpatam, their question or their claim, Lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem. The Nun of the word Mishpaton, their claim, in the Torah is written larger than usual. It's a large Nun. Rabbeinu Bachya asks a question, why is it written for a large Nun? Rabbeinu Bachya explains that it's written for a large Nun to tell you that Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Mishpat Nun, that this question that they asked wasn't part of the 49 levels of wisdom. This was part of the 50th level of wisdom. So he went to ask Hashem about the 50th level. He didn't know the answer, so he went to ask the 50th level. The Rachaim here says in the same way. He says, V'hoyo, that will be Simcha. And he brings a Zohar. The Zohar says, and I will quote and translate, the less chedvosol kame kudosh baruch hu, there is no happiness in front of Hashem. Keshato de Israel mishtad leboraisa, like the time when the Jewish people are indulging themselves with Torah, they are learning Torah. Hashem is never as happy as when the Jewish people are learning Torah. And the Rachaim also translates the word Ekev like the Baal HaTurim did, that it means to say that a person, in order to acquire Torah, is required to be humble. that if he's haughty, then he's unable to acquire the Torah, because the Torah was only given for people that are humble. And that is Pshat Akev, the humility will bring you Tishmeu to learn Torah. But then you ask me, why is it written Tishmeun with a Nun? So the Rachaim explains that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, if you learn Torah through humility, then you're able to get Tishmeu, you're able to listen Nun. You're able to get the 50th level of wisdom. Again, V'hayo, it will be a great simcha for Hashem. Akev, if you are humble. Tishmeun, then you're able, through your humility, to learn greater, to learn more. You're able to achieve, through your humility, the 50th level. So therefore it's saying, Tishmeu Nun. You'll be able to listen to the 50th level. You'll have full grasp on all the 50 levels of wisdom. And once you have the 50 levels of wisdom, then you are able really to perform Torah the proper way. You'll have full knowledge of how to make the Torah, and then you'll get the blessings written in the Pasuk later on. According to the Rachaim, it comes out something very interesting. We know that Mishneh Torah is different than all the books, because Mishneh Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying the story himself. And we also know that on Parshas Baloischo, when Miriam and Aharon spoke against Moshe, there on chapter 12, Pasuk number 3, the Torah testifies, V'ho ish Moshe, on of me'oid mikoil ha'adam, asher al pnei ha'adama, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the most humble person, more than any person on the face of the earth. So comes out, Moshe Rabbeinu here is giving a beautiful blessing to the Jewish people. He's saying, V'hoyo, it'll be a great simcha in heaven. Akev, if you are humble, then tishmu nun. If you are humble, you'll be able to achieve the 50th level. Moshe Rabbeinu is kind of saying, I wasn't humble enough. I could never achieve the 50th level of wisdom, because I was only able to achieve the 49 levels. But you, if you are humble, you are able to achieve the 50th level. V'hayo, it will be, Akev, if you are humble, Tishmeu Nun, you are able to achieve the 50th level. So that shows a great humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he believed that if the Jewish people or the person is humble, he'll be able to achieve the 50th level. In truth, the Rachaim actually says in other place that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to achieve the 50th level because he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. But since the Jewish people are going to go into Eretz Yisrael, it's possible for the Jewish people to achieve, through the merits of Eretz Yisrael, the 50th level. Sefer Lekutei Yehoshua brings the same idea of the Rachaim, and they say, V'hoyo Akev, that a person has to be humble. But a person should not be humble because he feels bad and because situations warrant that way. A person should be humble besimcha, because he wants to be humble, because he wants to serve Hashem, and because he realizes Hashem does everything for him and how much he owes for Hashem, as the Choivas HaLevavos, duties of the heart in the gates of humility, explains. That's the reason he's humble, but not because he's depressed and somebody is oppressing him. So v'hoyo, it will be besimcha, Akev, if you're humble, then tishmeu nun, then Hashem will give you the 50 level of wisdom. I saw a beautiful interpretation combining Rashi's interpretation that a mitzvah shadon dosh bakevav, that a person treads upon, which means that people don't value so much the mitzvah, and combining the Baal Turim's answer, that Baal Turim says that Akev means the 172 words that's written on the Ten Commandments, on the Seis HaDibrois, on Parshas Yisroi, it's written 172 words, and Evan Ezra and the Ramban, which explain that Akev means at the end. So if you take a look at the Ten Commandments, at the end, the last word of the Ten Commandments of the Seis HaDibrois is V'chol Asher L'Reecho, and everything that belongs to your fellow. So they explain that this is the mitzvah of V'ahavta L'Reecho Kamoicha, the mitzvah that we tend to stomp on, that we're not very careful, is the mitzvah of loving your fellow man as yourself. and that is the last words of the Seres HaDibrois, so it fits with the Ramban, and that is part of a Seres HaDibrois, like the Baal Turim says, and that's a mitzvah that people tend to step on, and that is also a mitzvah that you get reward for the mitzvah in this world. And we know that the main problem in our generation is basically the problem of sinas chinam, baseless hatred. We don't have baseless love, we unfortunately have baseless hatred, that we love to speak Lashon Hara, we love to hear a good gossip. We somehow always like to hear something that happened to somebody else. And the Yerushalmi in Yuma Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says clearly, Kol Dor Sheyo Nivda Beis HaMikdash B'Yamav, that every generation the Beis HaMikdash was not built in his days, Malin Olav, we count that generation, Ki'ilu Hu Echrivoy, like that generation destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And we know that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, because of baseless hatred. So it's very good that in the weeks of consolation, we should specifically read the Parshas Ekev, which Hashem is promising us that we are only going to get the bracha, we're only going to get the blessings if we do Ekev, if we keep the Bechol Asher Le'acho, we keep attuned to what your friend needs. That means that you have to know exactly how he feels and should make sure you should not hurt him. Quite opposite, the Bardichev says that the mouth was only created to praise another Jew. If you do that, then we'll merit to have Moshiach Tzidkenu come. The Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt in our days. Bimheiro Beyomeinu. Amen.